It's time for another Star Wars discussion, an escape pod from your favorite Way We Nerders. I am Danny Villalobos. Across from me, Jedi Knight.
Joshua Potter.
Sith Lord.
Darth Joshius.
And the Master.
Kyle Bound.
He can choose what master he wants to be of whatever side he wants.
Master of none. Ah!
Ooh, that's a great show.
What's bad is I thought that.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so happy Aziz won that.
You could have also gone with Master of Sex.
You mean the other guy won the award?
What other guy?
The guy who wrote the episode with him.
Oh, yeah. Wait, yes. He's not there? I didn't even see it.
No, Aziz was there, but they played him off. Like, he didn't get to say anything.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even know. That's hilarious. All right. Well, love you, Aziz. Love that show. Can't wait for season two. So, but we're talking Star Wars, not Master of None.
We should have right.
So, Potter, why don't you hit us off with, you had some news, some theories, some stuff.
Yeah, two theories and
some
one
bullshit
cool idea.
Crap that we have to shovel through to get to talking about Rebels.
I know,
three.
Right? Well, it's just fun. Okay, so here's my premise for this. I really like going on online, whether it's a site, whether it's YouTube, whatever, and listening to people's theories about Episode 8.
Watching Star Wars porn.
Yes, essentially. Because there are some legitimately good theories, and then there are some that are like, where did you come up with this? Like, what conspiracy
like
led you to think this?
Like the Ezra is Snoke.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of like that one, but yeah.
It's kind of cool, yeah. But but still, how are
like
you linking
Palpatine
these things together?
Like Palpatine killed Vince Foster.
What? He did?
Yeah, if you put a cloak on Hillary, obviously.
So the first one, and this one's been circulating for a little while. I just came across it last week. Mace Windu is Supreme Leader Snoke.
No.
Your thoughts?
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. Let's keep moving.
Let me set it up at least.
You
so we can still say
you could set it up by eating fiber so you could then take a shit.
That's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Well, no, I'd like to hear where this came from and the reasons people would say this outlandish, stupid theory.
The creator or the guy that has postulated this is that, okay, we never see Mace Windu die in Episode 3, even though he flies out the window.
He falls literally thousands of stories.
Right, but then his rebuttal to that is, oh, but Jedi can fall thousands of stories and be fine because Anakin does it to get into the
speeder.
Do
they also change skin color when they do that?
They must.
Is
they totally must.
I mean, we don't really know his skin color.
He must have Sammy Sosa did.
Right? So then his other thought is, okay, you never see anyone die from Force lightning. You just see them getting tortured and near brink of death. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll let that
Not
one
true.
Slide for now.
Not true.
Which one?
Darth Vader.
That's true.
True, he dies
from Force lightning. It is the Force lightning that kills him.
I would also argue that it's mechanical failure. The lightning
due to
lightning,
Force lightning.
But the lightning had
Look,
lightning not destroyed the mechanics in his
suit. It
would
suit, be absurd to say that
I'm
Force
sorry.
Lightning can't kill someone.
We're nerds.
I agree. I agree.
Pedantry
but
is how we pedal.
The Emperor even says it right when he's about to do it. He's like, now, young Skywalker, you will die. And he starts shocking him even
he
more.
He wasn't saying you'll be
True.
Severely
yeah.
injured.
You will die.
True.
Okay, now let me grab the thing I'm going to kill you with.
You'll be discomforted.
The other two points of this theory.
And now you will never walk into a room and have the lights be off again.
All right,
I'm saving the best for last. So
oh,
real quick.
Wow, that wasn't the best?
No, that wasn't the best. So
it's better.
The next thing he's like, oh yeah, well, Force lightning, like when it rebounds and hits Palpatine, it scars his face really bad and changes him, so it could do the same thing to Mace Windu, and that's how he could be Snoke, because
but
his face is bad.
But yeah, but he was pretty didn't. Black when he fell down, right? He was still Samuel.
Yeah, so I don't agree with that. And then the best part is, well, they're both bald.
That's
so the question on so here's my question.
Oh,
I could be
fuck,
that means I could be Snoke.
You could.
Yeah.
Dan, are you Snoke? Are you Supreme Leader Snoke?
Hopefully.
That'd be cool. I'd be okay with that. I'm on the Dan Snoke bandwagon.
Yes.
So Palpatine turning old with
uh-huh.
the Force lightning.
Uh-huh.
Did it actually age him, because he's the only one we've ever seen it do that to, or did it cause him or destroy the facade that he had over him.
Yes, I think it destroyed
and after
the
that,
facade.
He no longer needed that facade because he was done being a public political persona.
I agree with that. Yes.
And used that scarring as his way to keep Anakin on board at that moment and move forward as himself and not have to focus his energy on doing that
anymore. The dark side made him look that way. The dark side corrupted him and made him look that way, and the Force lightning just magnified it and brought it out.
What happened was George Lucas made a fuck up and said that New Hope and Revenge of the Sith only had 19 years between each other, so they had to figure out a way to make this Emperor look fucking 150 years old when he only looks like 60.
Well, sure, that's
consumed by evil. Why didn't he just make? I guess he had to have Luke and Leia born at the end of Sith, but whatever.
We won't get into that. All right, so that theory debunked. Dumb.
That was dumb when you first mentioned it.
It was. We need a button that's like.
Moving on. All right. Next theory.
We need a button that's like the Rancor choking on.
Ooh, I like that.
Because you know the thing is, if Josh checks out on Star Trek, I understand because he's not as into Star Trek as the rest of us.
Right.
But if he checks out on Star Wars, we've done something wrong.
We've done something really wrong.
Who came up with that theory? Right,
next theory.
We must publicly shame them.
Next theory. Rey is related to Palpatine in some way.
I'm okay with that.
Stop
theory,
this. Rey is related to blank shit.
I know.
Just make it related to Luke, and that's it.
Okay. This one is kind
or nobody. Luke or nobody.
Yeah.
This one is kind of fun though, and I don't buy into it at all. I don't think they're gonna do this, but this is kind of at least fun versus the Mace Windu is Snoke thing.
Yeah, so fun if you like having sex with Palpatine.
when he comes back to life.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Even though it's not Palpatine, it's Plagueis that ultimately creates life and makes Anakin. That's what we've learned from the prequels. He was able to manipulate the midichlorians, personally,
I don't know if they've changed this. I know in the previous and the legacy timeline that Plagueis is a separate person.
Yes.
But when you watch episode 3, it really fucking feels like he's talking about
himself.
Yeah,
they let you
That's why I figured.
Like, it really feels like Palpatine's talking about himself.
I feel like that's Lucas's, like, only moment of deafness in the whole, like, prequel trilogy where that scene leans very heavily into that, but doesn't lean so far in that it's factual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can take it or leave it.
Well, that's
so my hope is that when the Darth Plagueis book comes out in the new timeline, it's like the end is like, and he became Palpatine.
Yeah.
What?
Although you won't be that surprised.
Which is interesting because
no, I'll be like, yes, I was right.
Kenobi always says that Vader killed Luke's father. That he was killed by another people, Darth Vader. So
what I told
Palpatine
you was true,
could be
from
using
a certain
it.
Point of view.
That's a good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Palpatine could have been using George's that same right. logic to say, oh yeah, my master, who is really me.
Right, so, before I became Palpatine and took on this persona and hid my face and moved to Naboo and became a senator.
Right. Yes. So here's the setup for this.
I bet you George is related to Palpatine. George is like sitting here is like, see, I told you the Phantom Menace shit was real. Look, it's all happening now.
So Trump is Palpatine. Oh, yeah, duh.
No, he's not smart enough. Somebody within his camp is.
No, he's talking about like trade embargoes. And
oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Negotiating trade deals.
And
he's trade federation.
He's trade federation.
He said,
vote of no confidence in Secretary Clinton.
Yeah. Oh God, Trump's the best.
So yeah, that
Trump
could bring,
lost.
Bringing it back. Bringing it back because this is an escape pod, not a Trump pod.
Star Trump.
Trump wins, I'll be going to the escape pod.
So far, this is just a bad idea pod.
It's just a bad idea pod.
Wait, are we still talking about
just let
series?
Me finish!
Just let me finish, we can get past this.
Okay.
God.
Idea.
Sorry. Right. Bad theories bring out the snark.
I know, they do. It's great. Okay,
this is going to be our best pod ever,
it is
going to
be. So, Rey is... You could say that Rey was... created by Palpatine almost. Aww. And that way it gets past all of the he got together with someone.
It's a metaphor. Palpatine's the night. She's the first ray of sunshine.
Oh, it's 70 years beforehand? It's a,
I know.
Well, she was an incubator.
He died about
30
years before.
Yeah, but
the only thing I'll accept if they make Rey another Immaculate Conception is if they fucking retcon and make Anakin not.
Can I tell you what's canon? And
just yeah, of course.
Stop on this.
Please.
In the end of the second Aftermath book,
Life and
Death,
he knows.
You realize that, like, this dude that's positioning himself in the Empire, the what's left, and again, canon, who was a right-hand man of Palpatine, his origin is. He was an orphan on Jakku, and when this Imperial ship came down, he stowed away on it just to get off the planet, and Palpatine found him on the ship, and he's like, you're either going to die right now.
Are you going to go back to Jakku?
Or you're going to, like, swear your life to me. And he says, I'll swear my life to you. You seem like a pretty powerful, cool dude. and then he goes, good.
That was the exact dialogue.
The bad news is you're not staying with me. No. No, you're not staying with me. You're going to go back to Jakku because I was on Jakku because I buried something very important to me there. There's something very important to the dark side there. And you're going to keep an eye on it for me. But you don't know what that is.
The Millennium Falcon.
And it's not Rey's fetus.
No.
Wait, so, okay, oh yeah, I should ask you this. So,
there's something important to the
Where does this take place in relation to Jedi, time-wise?
After, but when you get this information.
But when you get the information, but when Palpatine meets the kid. Like, obviously that's before Jedi because he's not dead.
It's...
When does Palpatine meet the kid? Like...
Probably, like, I'm not sure exactly.
They don't mention the time. But it's obviously enough time that, like you
well before
Rey could be even conceived.
Like, this, yeah. I think this dude is, like, sick, like, he's older.
So we don't know.
Well, and remember,
it's not Snoke?
Or Rey... Maybe.
Well, that's what, it could be Snoke.
In theory, it might be Snoke, okay.
Also, Rey was not born on Jakku.
No.
Rey was dropped off at Jakku.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get a sense of what time, because obviously it was when he met Palpatine, so obviously it can't be Rey because Rey's not born. Rey's not even, I mean, Luke is barely still, it doesn't matter. Even. But, all right, okay.
The book actually ends.
Okay, so what's the actual theory?
Yeah. So, okay.
Sorry.
I thought we heard the theory.
It's fine. So
no, the theory's just that Rey's his kid.
That she's related somehow to him, and he, I mean, it's the same guy, and he went through all of these points.
Wait, the same guy
it's
as
the same guy
Mace Windu?
As the Mace Windu thing. Oh, yeah.
Why are you listening to this guy?
No, I'm not saying that I am. No, I'm not saying that I am. I'm just saying that it's a fun theory.
If this, and this, what's the actual evidence?
Okay, the one thing that sticks out to me is...
Lena Calrissian are actually married.
I'm just reporting on this. I don't care about these theories.
No.
Okay.
But
you know, some people say
some people
Trump.
You know, some people
say,
out there, right?
Yeah. They say I'm winning.
His thought process is at the core of the original movies. They are always it's always a Skywalker versus a Palpatine in some shape or form. Which is an interesting thought. I don't know that I completely agree with that, but it is an interesting thought. So his thought process is, what if Rey is related to Palpatine, but she's pretty much aligned with the light side, and Ben Skywalker is aligned with the dark side, so you have a reversal.
Ben.
It's, you know, it could be an interesting
Ben
thing.
Solo.
Ben Solo, I'm sorry. Ben Solo. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's
but
the thing. You have to ring yourself through.
He's part of the Skywalker lineage.
To
this dude's,
make it.
This dude's trying too hard.
Yes, I agree. I just think that's
kind
of...
He has way too much time on his
A
hands.
Reversal is kind of fun.
The other more popular theory that was out there that also won't be true, but was at least more valid, was that, and maybe we've even talked about before, is that Rey's actually an offspring of Qui-Gon and Shmi.
Yeah, I've heard that. You've heard
that. An offspring of an offspring.
Right.
Of an offspring.
Like the unknown Skywalker line, which would also be stupid and would open the doors to too many, like, in the future, like, well, I'm Uncle Fart Skywalker that you didn't know about, and I'm here to fart.
I'm Uncle Fart Sniffer.
Yeah.
That would be in the original Clone Wars cartoons, like when they had that farting Jabba.
Brother. Yeah,
I'm Diego Fart Sniffer.
Yeah,
Diego's
nice. Right? So, yeah, okay. those are the two
What's
theories.
Next?
I don't
Let's
agree
talk about
with
real
them
Star
at
Wars stuff instead of like these
What's
fucking
next?
Hairbrain.
Next thing
theories.
Is what happened to Luke's severed hand? It's more of a question. What happened to Luke's severed hand?
I'd be fine with the hand.
Well, don't matter. Who cares?
Who fuck cares?
There,
about
well, there was a time
now
where that was the opening shot.
Well, now that they've taken that away,
and then they realized that was silly.
Yes.
And they're like,
but.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But what if that leads into somehow a story of how Maz Kanata got his old lightsaber?
Well, that's the thing is, I'm fine with them finding. I mean, obviously, whatever planet Bespin is floating over is where the lightsaber is sitting. But we don't need to see a fucking the severed hand.
Right.
No, but, no, we don't.
Unless Maz like, is like, sitting there underneath the fucking Cloud City.
Yeah,
and right. Just falls down in front of her. It's like, oh! Yes.
I just had a scene in
what
my
is this,
head.
In this hand of, like, I see?
Right, of J.J. Abrams. He walks into Kathleen Kennedy's office, right? And he's like, I figured it out. Do you want to know the first shot of episode 7? And she turns around in her chair because she's a Bond villain, I guess. And says,
okay. And yes. says, does she have a cat in her lap, too? Yeah. That she's, okay.
She good. Turns around and she says, good. If it's a severed hand, I'll be very upset.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like,
let me.
I just wanted to make. That was a long winded way of me making a Wayne's World reference.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's funny.
You went out and called Lawrence and said, hey, Lawrence, well, we got to do it again. Let's do something else.
Here's the other part of that, just real quick. If you guys have read The Last Command, the Timothy Zahn trilogy, where it's Joris Sebeoth,
yes.
it's part of the Legacy books now, yes. Legacy timeline.
Yeah.
Still the best book
Luke,
series.
Luke, yes.
Clones and shit.
Clones yeah. of Luke, yeah.
A Luke clone, and he had two U's, because apparently that's how they cloned.
Yeah. Yes.
I love the Thrawn trilogy.
I did too.
There was some stuff in there that was a little weird.
Dark Empire
also had clones too. It had fucking Palpatine clone.
Yeah, but it was the, like, we added an extra U, because that's what we do with clones. Yeah. I'm not Joris Sebeoth, I'm Joris.
Well, there's that theory going around for so long that Obi-Wan Kenobi was actually a clone of somebody with the initials OB.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
But thank God that didn't turn out to be true.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it lines up with that, too, that it could be kind of interesting that the clones came from his severed hand and so on and so forth. I haven't read the trilogy in a while, so I don't remember.
We don't have a bunch of clone Luke Skywalkers.
I hope not, too. I really don't need to see that ever.
Yeah.
Especially since they'll probably de-age him, too, so it'll be all CG Lukes.
It'll be like Schwarzenegger in that one Terminator movie.
Yeah, which that was kind of cool, but I don't want to see that with Luke.
No.
That was like one of the only good parts of that movie.
Yeah. All right, so moving on.
Yes, we wanted, like, is there real stories about Star Wars?
There is. There are three. One real quick, Rogue One toys release Friday, so that's cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I do want to get me a Jyn Erso toy and whatever the character, Donnie Yen's character and Forrest Whitaker's characters.
I want K2SO, the droid.
Okay, I want all of them.
Fuck!
Yeah. I want all of them. Yeah. They're all going to sell out, and I'm going to be pissed off, so I'm not even going to try.
Because they'll have plenty eventually.
Oh, yes.
Well, they never came out with more of the original ones, the Force Awakens ones. Those are still hard to get, some of the figures.
I've seen some of them at, like, Target now.
But yeah, but they're all the shitty ones. I can't find them. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway.
That night frustrated me, even though it was a lot of fun sharing it with you guys. I can't believe that was a fucking year ago.
That's crazy.
That was a fucking
all right, what else
over a year ago.
Michael Giacchino is now scoring Rogue One, which is slightly old news, but it's still fresh.
As much as I love Michael Giacchino, I was really curious to hear somebody who Williams-like. Because Alexander Desplat, he's an awesome composer.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I was looking at his IMDb. Yes. The dude does, like, 8 movies a year, at least, or something. He has, and he's done really good ones.
I feel like his score, and maybe someday we'll hear...
I hope
leaked tracks, even though the claim is he hasn't even started, and it's just
a
scheduling conflict.
That is bullshit.
Like, I'm sure his was just a lot, almost like, the way I imagine it is almost like Zimmer's score for Dark Knight, where it's not actually a score, it's just like
mood, a bunch of big sounds,
mood, and like very like tension-based, and just like, you know, violin going...
Which would make sense for a war movie.
Right. But they want, you know, bombast.
Yeah.
They
want
the
big Star Wars.
They want to play
Star
up the
Wars
epicness of it.
Right.
They
want
to sell
Wars,
soundtracks. They
and
yeah.
if anybody can do that, as Kyle and I can attest from our last Friday together.
Yes. Aw. Aw, that's adorable.
What did you guys do last Friday?
Tino can do that.
We went to a Lost sort of concert.
Oh.
Of the music from Lost. With Giacchino was there, and
did he
Carlton
conduct?
Hughes. Yeah, he conducted.
Nice. I was disappointed he didn't conduct Star Trek. I was hoping he was going to conduct in 2009. Yeah.
But no, he was asked about. Well, he wasn't really asked about it. They brought it up as sort of that being the thing that in the theater he's like that. I want to do that, and then now he's working on Star Wars,
and
he's
like, somebody did say something in a question about didn't ask like what's it going to sound like, but they just mentioned it, and he's like, I don't even want to think about that right now. He's like, this here, me being here right now, is my like basically stepping away from work, which is that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But he is working on it. He is actively working on it.
I lost my train of thought. What were you going to say, Potter? You better say something.
No.
Also, holy shit, Lost was good.
Yes.
Dude. Like, I miss Lost.
I do, too.
We cried. We cried.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
People came from as far as Hong Kong, which is...
Yeah, like, half the audience was from out of the country.
Wow.
I totally remember now. It was the fact that the Desplat went out and did a big fuck you, I think, by taking on another science fiction movie. He's doing the City of Valerian, or whatever the hell that thing is called. The Luc Besson movie with Dean DeHaan and... I can't remember the girl. Who's the girl? Is it it's the girl from the Suicide Squad, I think.
Carla, whatever.
Delevingne. Yeah, I think
it's
her.
Yeah.
Huh. So, and the movie's supposed to be...
The Hula Dancer?
The movie will probably be the next Jupiter Ascending, but it wants to be the new Star Wars.
Right.
And,
well, it's a comic book or something that's huge in Europe.
Oh, okay.
It has, like, no relevance to us.
So it's going to be like a Tintin thing, where it's going to be successful over there, and then, like...
I'm excited to see it.
Me too. I like Luc Besson, although he hasn't made it. What was the last good movie he made? Jesus. But he did The Professional, so he's forever cool in my book. And Fifth Element, which I love.
Fifth Element was great.
So, okay, well, I like Giacchino doing it, because I love Giacchino, but... Yeah, I'm a little disappointed we're not going to hear something different, because that was what we have been talking about for so long about the comic book movies, and Star Wars has to do the same thing. Rogue One can't feel like Force Awakens. Like, it shouldn't.
I don't think it will.
Its own thing.
I mean, he can do Star Wars.
Yeah.
But he can do... I mean, I think I forgot how diverse the Lost soundtrack was, for instance.
Did he have a co-composer, or did he do everything?
No, he did it all.
Because that was back before he was, like, a big name, right? Like,
led to him, I think, getting Incredibles.
And Star Trek.
Which made him...
He did Alias. I mean, he...
Right.
He
did, so he's But, I mean, he was doing television until Lost, I think.
Alias had a good score.
It did. Yes, it did. And that's the thing.
And it shows you how... varied he can
be. Yeah. Okay, I'm saying if you're going to replace somebody I was interested in hearing, putting him in there is a pretty good consolation prize.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and I think going off of the diversity of the Lost score itself too, because there are so many different moments and themes and tones to Lost, and some of them are very they could fit very easily into a wartime movie, I think. Mm-hmm. Just not necessarily literally, but those musical ideas and tones that he has created. So I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going
to
be great.
I'll tell you right now, I'm very ready when you guys are to start a Lost pod, because I want to start watching that show again. Like, I watched Fringe, I was like, I really want to go back and watch Lost.
Well, I just talked to Katie, and she wants to watch Lost. So
all right, so we should start. I mean,
she's watched some of it, but she wants to watch it again from the beginning.
I think Elena already started.
Maybe
I think we can do.
I could get it.
Maybe after the web series, and then when we finish filming that, we'll start doing Lost Pod.
Let's do it for the new year.
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll start first week of January, we'll start Lost Pod.
I like that idea.
It's the best.
I like
it. It is.
Okay.
And it'll take us 2 years to finish.
That's okay.
No, more than that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be hard not to just keep watching.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't. We just won't be able to talk about it until, you know, make sure you take notes.
Yeah.
So you don't start bringing up stuff from the
first. That's how it was when it released.
Katie and I will finish episode one, and I'll text everybody and be like, everybody want to watch two this week?
We could do two episodes at a time. I mean,
we'll see. I don't.
Yeah, let's
depend on schedule.
When we get there.
Yeah, escape pod. Yeah, sorry. Escape pod.
That's good. Bring us back.
It's a little inside baseball on the escape pod.
Yeah, we're all playing.
Inside Sadak. We can go right into Rebels.
Okay, well then I guess we can let Josh.
This is where Josh punches out of his escape pod.
Bye everyone. I'll go watch it right now. Actually.
Yeah. Well, next week we want to hear your thoughts on it.
I had a lot of politics to watch the past.
That's
all.
Very true.
Yes.
Good night, Josh Moorhead.
Josh.
Bye.
Now that Josh is gone.
Yeah. What do you really think of him?
Thrawn.
Oh, I forgot dinner.
Now that Josh is back, you can't hear me. I'm still pounding the table and mouthing the words I was just mouthing. But
he still knows.
But I don't know if he knows when.
That's very true.
Or how.
Okay.
Or whom.
Bye, Josh.
Go away.
Okay.
Thrawn.
So can we all agree now that those two theories are really actually awesome? I'm just kidding.
No, they're not.
Those theories are good. You know what? Josh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of go with God.
Okay.
Yeah. If I didn't love you
so
much,
I'm going to hell.
If I didn't love you so much, I would punch you in the stomach right now. No, I'm just kidding.
He loves you, so he'll do it later.
Yeah, exactly. Off-pod, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Rebels.
So Rebels, right. Season 3.
Episode 1.
It is Season 3, right?
Yes, yep, season 3, episode 1. Yep.
Holy crap, what a good episode. I didn't know it was going to be an hour. I was really excited.
Me neither. I got like to the halfway mark, and I'm like, this seems like it's long. Still going. And I hit play, and it's like 32 minutes in. I'm like, let's do this.
I mean, how badass is Ezra now? Like, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's
powerful.
But
like in a fucked up way. Like,
he's definitely tapping into some dark side. For sure. Well, I mean, like, he has the holocron, is that what it's called?
No. He had the Sith holocron. Yeah. But the two big things, and they did a good job with one of them, and it was a little more ham-fisted, I think, on the other one, but it was still okay. There was the "we can leave no survivors" moment.
Yeah.
Right.
That I thought wasn't as well done.
Yeah.
Because it was, I feel like that was a little more of a clear-cut decision. And he took their lead, so that was good.
Yeah.
But the, when he took over the dude and made him shoot in the AT-AT, or the AT-ST.
Yeah. And made him shoot
at his friends, and then just fucking walk himself off the side.
Yeah.
Like, that was fucking
dark. That was so very cool. Very
like,
dark.
It's that, super it's dark. In that moment where you're like, yeah, this really isn't a kid's show.
No,
it's not. It's not. It's and the funny thing was, is that that's, it did start that way, but the show has been slowly building to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Ezra has grown, the
show
has grown.
Which is the same way they did with the Clone Wars. Like, the Clone Wars was very, like, that movie they released in the theater was essentially four episodes smashed together. God. It was freaking awful. Like, god awful.
Yeah.
Like, not even fun for kids. It was bad.
Yeah.
And the whole first season of Clone Wars, it had intermittent episodes that were cool.
Yes.
And then the second season, it started going, okay. But then the third season, once they started getting into all the, like, hanging out with the clones and, like, kind of getting, like, a...
Right.
Like, kind of a ground view of
the Commander Rex.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah. I mean, and there was some really dark stuff in it. Like, when that guy was fighting the Order 66 thing, and he still has to try to kill... or. They don't even realize Order 66 is yet, but they start going crazy already and start trying to kill Jedi.
Right.
I mean, Clone Wars got so great, and Rebels is doing the same, following the same pattern in a good way.
Yeah, it's taking all of the strong points from the later seasons of Clone Wars and applying that template.
Although I got
then expanding on it.
Although I got to tell you, the first time that Freddie Prinze's character's name?
Kanan.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
When Kanan hears that voice, which turns out to be that big hulking beast or whatever.
Which was awesome.
It was awesome. I thought that was Liam Neeson. At first I was like, wait, was that Liam Neeson?
Qui-Gon?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Qui-Gon for a second.
What are you doing on the Disney Channel?
Yeah, that was great. And those spiders, did they give the spiders a name?
Creepy as hell.
No.
Because they almost look like, and again, this is another legacy reference, but they almost look like the Kinrath or Kinwraith from... Knights of the Old Republic. The first Knights of the Old Republic game.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of were similar. Either that or the Beomar monks from...
Right, they did look a lot like
the Jedi.
Beomar monks, but
they didn't have the thing hanging down, the tube or the canister.
Well, and they were glass up top.
Yes.
It was like an evolution, a technological evolution of those. Yeah, that's interesting.
Right, so I'm thinking maybe they were more kind of the Kinrath spider situation. Maybe, I don't know.
What's been interesting is to watch them take legacy things... and use them.
Yes.
Like Thrawn. Like, Thrawn was full-on legacy.
Which they always said they would do. They said, we could probably borrow from that.
And I love it. It's sort of reimagining. And he's a Grand Admiral still.
Yeah.
You know, this is only, you know, 10, maybe 12 years before the Thrawn trilogy would have started.
I also like that he had that little line of dialogue, like, I recently got promoted or something like that. I was like, oh, man, that's just a dig, knife dig right into there.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
Him and Mara Jade, and they both came out of that Timothy Zahn series, are my favorite two.
And I still really hope Mara Jade pops up at some point.
The other one I hope pops up too is Kype Duren. I like him a lot.
He was cool. And that's why, again, when we were first talking way back about episode 7 theories, and I was like, oh man, they're doing this and those streaks of light for the Starkiller base, and I was like, oh, maybe they're gonna do Kype Duren with the Sun Crusher and everything, and then of course they didn't, but I feel like that idea kind of got meshed and morphed into the Starkiller base part of it.
Starkiller base is like half a dozen different things.
Some
of those books were like Darksaber was just like, we're going to build just the super laser.
Yes. and it's controlled by the Hutts or yeah. whatever. Yeah. Or run by a Hutt. Or
yeah. Finance, and these, whatever. I think it was Durga. Well.
Yeah. Durga. That's it. Yeah. Durga.
And we're going to
yeah.
use these little creatures that have a hive mind but get distracted really easily.
Yeah.
So that when we finally try to fire the laser after building it up the whole time, it just doesn't work.
Yep.
Wah, wah. That was a weird book.
But how about, okay, so one of my favorite moments, because this is, we're getting to see more of Thrawn's character, which we know from the Legacy books.
Yes, and so far it fits.
It does. The end of the episode when, what's her name from Lothal, the administrator of Lothal, yeah. leader, who's now an Imperial officer. Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, they attacked with three ships and this and that. It's all going exactly the way you said it would.
Yeah.
Thrawn is a master tactician and strategist. Yeah. Yeah. So to see that coming out already in this very first episode of season 3 is great.
Did they
like where they're like, that's the Rebel fleet, and he's like, that's not the whole fleet.
No.
I might have,
like, come on.
I wish I could remember this, but I might have missed it. Do they mention his race? Do they say the Chiss by name?
They don't. Okay. No.
But I'm sure it'll come out. They'll okay. be yeah. once the Rebels figure out who he is. We'll yeah. get his background.
And do you think that what's the woman commander you were just talking about?
She runs Lothal. She's the one that basically sold out Lothal to the Empire. Do I can't you think of her character name.
She's the version of Admiral Dalla. Do you remember her from the Legacy series?
Think I don't so.
Because you know, well, remember in that book they talked about how the Emperor was very racist and very sexist.
Oh,
like
yeah.
He didn't
yeah.
like aliens, and he didn't
but
use
it.
But I mean, the problem is the Jedi Academy trilogy kind of sucked.
It did.
Yeah, but it was just a Kip Duren.
Yeah, but it was told way better in Michael Stackpole's I, Jedi.
Yes. Yes.
I actually never read that one.
Oh, it's my God. Good, oh, it's Corran Horn from like the Corran X-Wing Horn. Books. Yep. First person as he's attending the Jedi Academy under a different name.
Yeah.
Kyren Halcyon.
Yeah, yeah.
Pulled that one out of my
nice. Good job.
That was really good. I have to read that one then.
Yeah, it's worth it. He's like my second favorite Star Wars author.
Grant Horn.
Oh, Stackpole.
Yeah. Stackpole. Yeah.
Yeah. You love that X-Wing series.
I do. And then Aaron Alston did the Aaron Alston did the Wraith Squadron.
Yeah.
Which is much more of a sort of, and that was a little more spy and undercover
too. Wraith Squadron.
It's.
Don't they focus more on A-Wings? Though. They are rebels. No,
they're much more undercover. So they
true.
Have.
That's true.
There's a certain point for a stretch where they have the modified Corellian Corvette.
Yes.
And instead of escape pods, they attach TIE fighters to it.
That's right. Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
got
yeah,
like
yeah.
they have like Lieutenant Ketch is a running joke in there.
Yes.
Where they have a Gamorrean, however you pronounce it, like an intelligent Gamorrean who was tested on by the Empire. They have like this. It's sort of a Dirty Dozen kind of
it
squad
is.
Where
That's
it's like
right. God,
the
I
outcasts
forgot about Race Squadron.
Of sort
Damn.
Of the rebellion. And they have this squad, and they do these much more undercover, down and dirty missions.
Right.
But they have this joke where they basically take an Ewok doll and, like, put it on one of the things. And, like, the joke is it has arms and leg extensions. And they, like, filter his voice. So it's Lieutenant Ketch. It's so good. It's so much fun.
Yeah, that is fun. I'll have to go back and read that one.
Cause... Yeah, those were so much fun.
So there was yeah. Race Squadron was a series, like...
Race Squadron was another series. Yeah, it was sort of a spin-off of Rogue Squadron.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. He sort of took over. Aaron Alston took over. Was it Tycho? Did he do Race Squadron? Or was Wedge there?
I think it might have been Tycho. I'd have
feel
to
like
go
it was
back
Tycho.
And look.
I don't remember for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
I saw this. I'm trying to look up this administrator character name.
You can still can identify Tycho in at least you could. I don't know now if that's still him.
Right.
In
Return
of the Jedi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like in one of the books,
off,
he's like, yeah, I was going into the Death Star and I pulled off to take some of the TIE fighters with me. And there's
right.
that shot where you
oh,
know
yeah.
two of the ships pull out. He's the A-wing that pulls out.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, yeah. It's a great.
What does
like,
he say to him? He says something like "Roger that, gold leader" or something like that, and then he splits off.
Yeah,
something
and
like
that's
that.
That's cool. That makes me happy. He survives.
Right.
I always liked that
yeah.
guy.
He's great, and as it goes on, he's awesome. He's a great character. They're all great characters.
I've always liked the A-wing. Like that was my favorite vehicle to use in the X-Wing versus TIE Fighter series. Like,
you like the speed.
I love the A-Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was never a fan of the Y-Wing. I don't really like the bombing runs. And the X-Wing was obviously a lot of fun because you're flying a fucking X-Wing.
Yeah. Well, of
but,
course.
But A-Wings and I were you able to use the B-Wing? That weird...
I think in X-Wing Alliance you were.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I ever played that one. And I think you can fly a shuttle too, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think there's a mission. I think it's in just TIE Fighter.
Maybe you're just.
I think you
maybe
might
you're...
fly a shuttle, and you have to do like you have to survive.
Yeah,
you have to get to the waypoints and survive. I don't remember.
I know you escorted a lot of them.
There were some great levels.
That game was so that, stuff. Those games.
They need to bring one of those.
They
back.
Need to bring all those games back, or just yes, yeah, or just ones. One new one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's Governor Arenda Price. That's okay. The lady I'm thinking
Governor
of.
Governor Price. Yes.
So I was going to say, I.
So she's not even a military. She's not an Empire.
No, but she's an officer now. She's wearing an officer's uniform.
She's in the. I think with the completed subjugation of Lothal, she's probably like a.
She's governor. Like,
I mean,
like,
administrator is probably like a low military term now.
Yeah.
Because there's no. The government is the military.
Right.
In the Empire.
Right. Well, and think about it this way. I mean, the control of the systems were given to the governors, basically. That's what
right.
they say.
They
so,
yeah, but not for another like 4 years.
The regional government.
No, but
we'll keep the local systems in mind.
Yes, but I'm just thinking like going off of that. Yeah. That's kind of where it's going because even Tarkin was a governor for a little while. So I kind of saw her as a mesh between maybe Dala or Dala, however you pronounce it, Ysaene Izzard too. Remember Izzard?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love hearing how you guys pronounce these things.
I know, right?
Well, because I pronounced like it was for me it was Kip Duran.
I
which and I have no idea if mine are right.
I always went back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was always Kip Duran.
Yeah.
Izzard is what I called her.
Izzard. Okay. Izzard. Izzard. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Fun fact about Thrawn.
That's a good topic at some point down the line.
Fun fact about Thrawn though, the man I thought I recognized the voice, but I was wrong on who it is. It's Lars Mike Mikkelsen.
Yes.
Who's the brother of Mads Mikkelsen, who's in Rogue One and played Hannibal.
Uh-oh, theory. Yes.
No, yeah, I'm wondering.
No. What if they're related?
Oh, they can't be.
In
species,
Star Wars, too.
That doesn't... We don't know much about interspecies relationships in...
We don't.
That's other than Fallon, Sandskimmer, and... God damn it, I don't think I'm going to be able to remember her name. She was a Bothan in Rogue Squadron.
Wait, so the Bothan and the human, like, hooked up?
Shit. What is her name?
Yeah.
I'd have to research that.
I'd have to go to
the Google.
And Star Wars doesn't really explore the interspecies relationship.
It doesn't.
Not the way, like,
they
Star
did
Trek
in,
does.
They did in Rogue Squadron books. They were together. In the Rogue Squadron books.
Like but they don't, I don't think, yeah, I don't think they ever make it seem like it's like taboo or anything. They just don't.
No.
There's nothing really showed up on
it's
screen.
Just, it's just unusual. I think it's.
Yeah.
I mean, Twi'lek human is probably
that's true.
Fairly compatible.
Aayla Secura.
Mm. Most of them have been hot.
Well, yeah. I'm glad we're jumping down
our
to
right.
the interspecies portion of our pod.
Of our pod.
So,
our
back to Rebels.
Yeah, back to
Rebels.
Wow.
One of my other favorite moments from this episode was seeing all those Y-Wings lined up on the conveyor belt. I was like, no, they're all going to get destroyed, and where are they going to get their Y-Wings now? But
Did you notice they had the yellow painting on
them,
too? I did,
yeah. It was great. That was a great little moment. That was sequence.
Dodonna's unit's going to lose most of those.
Oh, yeah.
I love the name drop, too, of like, oh, these are going to General Dodonna.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, at Yavin Base. Someday.
I keep forgetting, how many years is Rebels before New Hope?
I think it's about 5.
I want to
give or take.
5.
And maybe less now.
So Ezra was born.
There were 3 seasons
Ezra
in, it may be 4 or 3 now.
Ezra was born during the, was alive during the Clone Wars.
No. He's probably 14 when the show
starts.
Oh,
that's
starts.
Right.
Yeah,
14.
I think just after, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the rest of them could have been.
Like
Kanan
Empire.
Was.
Kanan was, yeah. Kanan
escaped. I read that comic book series.
Because of that.
You guys haven't read that yet. You guys should.
Well,
yes.
And there's it's also, really I haven't read the comic book, but in Rebel Dawn.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And
right.
I read Rebel Dawn. Rebel Dawn was good.
Where Obi-Wan, like the day in class where Obi-Wan's teaching them about the beacon.
Right.
And that the beacon is a way to bring the Jedi home in an emergency.
Right.
And Kanan's like, yeah, but what if shit goes to hell? And he's like, yeah, you're right.
What if it does?
And then it did.
What if?
Yeah.
And then it did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other favorite moments. I need to go back and watch it again, but...
I mean, Thrawn was great.
Yeah.
It was interesting that they lost the... What is it? The ghost? Not the ghost. The ghost is the whole shuttle. That's the little shuttle.
Why I can't
is
I think
that called the ghost?
It.
No, the ghost is the whole ship.
The ghost is the whole ship. It's Phantom? Spectre? Phantom?
They're Spectre. Their call signs are Spectre.
Spectre, right. It's Phantom. I think it's Phantom. Yeah.
And they lost the Phantom.
And didn't Ezra get a promotion in this to
lieutenant? He got a promotion after their first mission was successful.
Right.
Yeah.
But then
mostly successful.
Yeah.
And then he was about to get demoted because of he put the team in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the first thing I noticed in the episode, as they're sort of running through the hallways to get out, is like Ezra's using an actual blaster now.
Yeah,
because before he had his stun saber blaster.
Right.
And now he's using an actual blaster. I'm like, oh, he's actually killing things.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, he has no problem killing it.
Yeah, he has a Han Solo-esque blaster.
He does look older, so I'm assuming this is a couple years after season two ends. I
don't think it's a couple years.
I don't think it's that long.
Well, he even seems taller, like much taller.
He is, yeah, he's taller. He's, but
I don't know. I guess a couple years, it may put it a little too close to. I don't know. It's unclear. I mean, and it's hard because they can't really say like, yeah, we're about a year before the Battle of Yavin.
Yeah,
yeah, they can't do that because they also have Rogue One to worry about.
Like the only thing they can really do to sort of clue you into that is like, all right, we're abandoning this base, or, like, we just founded a new base on Dantooine.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, yeah, we're abandoning our base. Dodonna's abandoning his base on Dantooine. They're moving to Yavin, and we could be like, oh, shit, it's getting close.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are those kind of things that can happen.
Yeah.
And in that way, actually, Rebels could keep going, even after they get to sort of A New Hope.
Yeah. Yeah, they could keep it. Because, I mean, the battle continues with those troops. Honestly, I'd be cool with that and see some of the setup of the base on Hoth and that'd be interesting. That'd be pretty.
You know
cool.
What happened in those 3 years between New Hope and Empire?
Yeah, yeah, because everything's out the window now, and I mean, all we got were the Marvel Comics series that was supposedly set between.
Yeah,
but those are old now.
Which I have to return to our friend Donald here at PLO because he let me borrow them.
Right.
But I want to buy him because the dude, I love you, Donald, but how do you not have them bagged and boarded? I mean, come on. This is the original Star Wars Marvel series. So I'm going to bag and board it for him. Anyway, do we have anything left on Rebels? I mean, the fact that we all loved it. And
by the
way,
the creature has the Sith holocron.
Yes.
Ezra's not super upset about it. He seems okay with it.
Yeah. And I loved the next time on Rebels. Like that.
Maul is coming back.
I didn't even look at it.
Maul's coming back.
Didn't even look at it. I just walked. It's okay.
No,
I don't.
That's fine.
I'm not like, oh my god, I need to avoid spoilers, but like, I'm not going to walk into him. I'm okay waiting until next week.
They don't really give anything away about it. You just know he's coming back, and there's a little thing.
It's kind of cool because it's two masters vying for Ezra's apprenticeship.
I was going to say I was expecting something, whether it was like the voice that he heard in the holocron coming back to him or something,
because I'm
to continue to tempt him to the dark side.
Ezra definitely seems to be being influenced by Maul. Like he wasn't like where we left him was like, yeah, okay, Maul's my enemy, but at the same time he's just like, well, he made some good points, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, sort of his downfall is similar to Anakin's, where it's about becoming more powerful and protecting his friends.
Yes.
You know, Kanan lost his sight, and if he was more powerful, he would have been able to prevent it.
Road to hell paved with good intentions, all that stuff.
My only like final thought is this. I mean, how much longer do Kanan and Ezra survive? And Maul, for that matter, because the three of them, they have to, at least Maul has to go at some point, because if he's around when we start getting into Luke and him being established, how are they going to backsell that? They can't. I don't want them to backsell that, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Like, you don't want to see Luke and Maul fight?
No, that would be cool, but
that would be pretty damn cool.
I guess my problem with that is, I don't know, Vader's still around, and it's always about Luke and Vader.
Why aren't they a thing during the original trilogy?
Yes.
Like, these people would be big deals.
Yeah, those three overlapping into the original trilogy,
I'm pretty sure Kanan's going to bite it. I don't know. I'm sure Ezra does, too, but Maul definitely is going to. But, I'm sure Ezra's going to kill Maul. Like I think that's going to happen.
I wonder if there by the end of the season we see another duel between Kanan, Ezra, Maul, where Ezra's left with that sort of situation of, I don't want to kill Maul, but I need to save Kanan. And then Maul kills Kanan. Kanan sacrifices himself, whatever. So we're going to
do the same thing we did with Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan?
Kind of. Maybe. I don't know.
And Obi-Wan and fucking Luke?
Except now he cuts them into 12 pieces.
Ooh. Right?
And spreads them out among the world, Dracula style.
Okay. So that they can never form together again.
And then he becomes Snoke. He's just missing a couple pieces.
Oh, and gets rid of the tattoos so nobody recognizes him.
Well, his flesh decayed a lot, so it's all black now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
you hear that's it? As good you, a theory hey, as wait, Mace wait. Windu. Or...
You heard it here first. Darth Maul is Supreme Leader Snoke.
It's a and better theory than Mace Windu.
And you heard it here last. There's nobody else going to say that.
Yep.
But
Somebody's already said it.
Probably. Yeah, so the manner in which they bite it, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And then there's also the thing of, I'm pretty sure Ahsoka's still alive. I'm convinced that was her walking away. Yes,
I think she's still alive. And I would say by the end of this season, we will get an answer to that, and we will see.
Could Snoke secretly be Darth Maul?
No, for him.
Oh, it's there. It's already out there. Dang it.
Wait a minute. Maybe Snoke is using some kind of voice changer, and he's actually a woman, and he is Ahsoka.
Ooh. What?
And she got her things chopped off. Her fucking...
Her Leku?
Is that what they're called?
Well, she's not Twi'lek, though.
She's something else. She's similar to Twi'lek.
Yeah.
She's got to be related somewhere along the line. They like might Vulcans still be called, and Romulans.
They might still be called Leku. I don't know. Fact checker. That's we need the a fact
headtails.
Checker.
Oh, you mean her headtails may still be called?
Yes.
Oh, wait. That's Leku. Right. She's
a Togruta.
That's right. Yeah, she doesn't really
according
have
to the Star Wars
because
database.
Because they're more... not horn-like, but they don't drake.
Dude, Rebel Ahsoka's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, hot. Somebody keep talking.
All right. We got to
I'm
that
sorry, we're looking at
silence.
We're looking at pictures. We're looking at
no,
pictures.
Yeah, no, I would I'm say by the end of the season,
what you call their head tails.
By the end of the season, I feel like Maul will be gone by the end of the season because as much as I love Maul, I need him to be gone and I need there to be
how many seasons do you think this is going to last?
I think they have at least another season or two. I would like to see it.
I mean, the show's still popular, and cartoons could literally run for years. I mean, SpongeBob is on
its
84th season or something.
Yeah,
so,
probably.
You know,
I would say I would be happy if it ended after five seasons.
And
if it goes past that,
plus,
and it's still good. Great.
I'm pretty certain Clone Wars would have kept going too if Disney hadn't bought Lucasfilm.
Yes,
we'd still be seeing Clone Wars now.
I agree. I think we would have had another couple seasons.
They had a whole season six written almost already, or season seven, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever season didn't happen.
Yeah,
they had a whole season.
So, for the Togruta, the horns up top are called montrals.
Montrals,
and then head tails.
Just head tails.
Head
okay.
tails, which woo! In Twi'lek would be
Leku, right.
Oh, I thought, God, you said the name of, I thought you said the name of the species was Leku or whatever.
Oh, no, no,
no.
No,
that's
no,
what,
no.
This is how
that's
nerdy.
What the head tails are for.
Welcome
for the
to Star Wars Lexicon.
Your source for all things.
You guys are totally doing the Trey Parker voice.
South Park tonight. A new South Park as well.
Remember Leku?
Yeah,
the Chewbacca. They were great.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Remember the Chewbacca.
If you guys haven't watched the first two episodes of South Park, I mean, these guys just keep getting better and better.
Oh,
I know this
man.
Isn't Star Wars, but
home
Jesus
run.
Christ.
Can we talk about Cartman? Like, I thought Cartman was going to get
dude,
murdered,
I love Cartman's new
and then it's his devices that get murdered.
That was
and
awesome.
It
was
so good.
I love, I love his shirt, too. Token
is
life matters. Has he even mentioned
well, and just, I love that they treat death and going offline as the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it
yes.
was... Like
that's
when
so
she's
sharp and
when she's standing on the bridge, and it pans up, and you hear the splash, and the dove flies by. Like, holy fuck, they did it! Like they just had a
suicide.
Fucking kid commit suicide.
What?
Yes.
And then it comes back on the commercial break, and they're like, "She left Twitter," and everybody's like, "No!"
Yeah,
like sitting there in the classroom.
Yeah, and
then
on all those the scenes with the little kid coming to the counselor saying he's gonna do it.
I'm gonna quit
Twitter. Nobody cares about me.
Scott Malkinson.
Okay, I was just going to go home. But
he calls him at home and he's like, yeah, just do it already.
Yeah, just do it. Anyway, oh wow, we could talk forever about South Park.
We could.
Go
Sorry.
Watch South Park's the first two episodes.
Yep.
And
watch Rebels this weekend. Catch up
Rebels.
On last weekend's episode.
Yes.
Yes, but we are going to escape the pod out of here. Mm-hmm. That didn't make any sense.
it's fine.
We're going to hit an escape pod and leave this ship because it's sinking real fast. Oh. I am Daniel Villalobos. Next to me,
Kyle Bound.
Across the, oh, actually, diagonally from him.
Ooh, Joshua Potter.
And, oh, wait, he left already.
Josh Moorhead's Force Ghost.
Yes.
Posthumously?
Ooh, good one. Josh Moorhead's Force Ghost can't speak yet because he hasn't mastered that part of the afterlife. Clever. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. This has been Escape Pod.
Thanks for listening. If you want more from the nerds, check us out on the intertubes at thewaywenerd.com. And if you haven't already, you should follow us on Facebook and Twitter at thewaywenerd, and subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, this is The Way We Nerd.